Good evening. It's beautiful. It's a sign of ugliness. When you see it, you say a prayer of thanks. When you see it, you're not supposed to show it to anybody. It's a sign of hope. It's a sign of frustration. It's a sign of divine compassion. It's a sign of divine wrath. And no, there's no pot of gold at the end of it. Of course, I'm talking about a rainbow. Somewhere over the rainbow, Hashem is remembering a promise. Somewhere under the rainbow, someone has broken a promise. The world was destroyed. The children of Adam did not fulfill their mission. They lived lives of evil and corruption. They were petty. They were wicked. They forfeited their right to exist. Hashem destroyed them and started over with Noah. Hashem wanted to assure Noah and his descendants that he would never again destroy the world. So he made a promise, and he signed his promise with a divine signature, the rainbow. He says, I'm going to establish a bris, a covenant with you. There will never again, will all of flesh be wiped out by the waters of a mabul, of a flood. And he goes on, this is the sign of my covenant. I put my rainbow in the clouds, and this rainbow is going to be a sign of this covenant, and when I will make clouds over the earth, and the rainbow will be viewed in the cloud, and I'll remember my covenant, and I'll never again destroy the world. There is no Hebrew word for rainbow. It's the same as the word bow. Whether it's a multitude of colors of refracting light in the moisture-laden atmosphere or a weapon that propels arrows, the word is the same, keshes, bow. The symbolism of the rainbow is the direction of the bow. When you shoot an arrow at a target, the bow arches in the direction of the target. By setting the rainbow in the sky, arching toward heaven, Hashem is, in a sense, aiming his arrows away from earth. He's remembering his peace treaty. So, after a storm, you look up at the clouds, and there it is. There's no denying the splendor of a rainbow. The stark beauty of those colors in the clouds is uplifting. It's inspiring. It tells us of the calm after the storm. It tells us that Hashem is watching over us. It reminds us that the master of the world has committed himself to the continued existence of mankind. But wonderful news. It compels us to say a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Elkeinu Melech HaOlam. Zocheh HaBris, you Hashem, remember the covenant. The Neman Breviso, you're trustworthy in his covenant. The Kayim B'Mamaro, and he keeps his word. So it's a beautiful bracha, and we celebrate the fact that Hashem remembers his covenant. So it's kind of curious that in this bit of spiritual upliftment, we don't share it. The Chayyadim writes that when you see a rainbow, it's not appropriate to point it out to anybody else. Why should that be? Why should I not allow my friends and neighbors to be as inspired as I am? Well, before I give you the reason of the Chayyadim, let's analyze this a bit. Picture the scene. Moshe misbehaves. His father gives him a whack. Afterwards, Moshe's father decides, you know, he's just a little kid. He makes mistakes. I will never again whack Moshe. As a matter of fact, I promise I will never again whack Moshe. I'm going to write on an index card, I will never again whack Moshe. And I'll keep that card in my shirt pocket as a reminder. Well, the next day we see Moshe and his dad taking a walk. Moshe is playing around, doing whatever little Moshes do. And suddenly we see dad reaching into his pocket. He takes out the piece of paper and reads out loud, I will never again whack Moshe. I will never again whack Moshe. I will never again whack Moshe. What does this picture tell us? It tells us that Moshe's dad really wants to whack Moshe. It tells us that Moshe is misbehaving again. It tells us that if not for the promise that Moshe's dad made not to whack him, he would certainly do it again. Hashem destroyed the world because it was wicked. Hashem then promised not to destroy the world again, even if it's wicked. Then he designated the rainbow as a reminder of that promise. What does it mean when there's a rainbow in the sky? It means that if not for that promise never to destroy the world when it is evil, he would do it again now. That's why we say a bracha. We thank Hashem for sparing us. Why don't we tell our friends? Why don't we announce to the world, hey, guess what, guys? Hashem is annoyed. In fact, he would destroy us if not for his rainbow promise. You'd better say the bracha and get your act together. The Chayyadam says that the reason that we don't point out rainbows to other people is that you're being motzi diba, you're spreading bad news. When I show you a rainbow, what I'm saying to you is that the world is evil and Hashem is tempted to destroy it. I'm not allowed to say that. I'm bad-mouthing the entire human race. That's not... Our sages tell us that there were certain times in history when rainbows were never appeared. During the lifetimes of certain tzaddikim, the world didn't need rainbows because the merit of those good people protected the world. Did you ever notice when, if you have a sprinkler on in your backyard, depending where you stand, sometimes you can see a rainbow, but if you move to a different angle, you can't see it? Well, maybe the reason that I see a rainbow is because Hashem wants me to see the rainbow. He wants me to know that I need to get my act together. If he wants you to see it, he'll certainly make sure that you do. It's not my job to tell you that Hashem is angry. Perhaps the reason of my seeing the rainbow is so that I will become a better person. Our rabbis tell us that a person should view the world as half righteous and half wicked, and he should view himself the same way. As a result, if I do one mitzvah, that'll tip the scales toward the redemption of the world, and one sin, chas v'shalom, could tip it the other way. So maybe when I personally see that rainbow, that's a message to me that I need to get my act together and that I need to make the world a better place. Do you see a rainbow? Good. First, thank Hashem for his patience and his compassion. Then join him in remembering his covenant. And become a better person. You'll be better off, and so will the rest of the world. You know, come to think of it, maybe there really is a pot of gold out there after all. Thank you, and have a good evening.